Blog Talk Radio.
The church, and thank God we're gathered together, so we're the church together. Amen. Welcome, 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 everyone. Hallelujah. As the month of August marches on by the glory of God, hallelujah, here we are about the middle of August already, and we just praise God for all that he's done all year long. Amen. Well, Pastor Mom is sitting here, praise the Lord, and she's going to greet everyone and open us up in a word of prayer. Pastor Mom?
Yes.
Greet everybody and let's open us up in a word of prayer.
Praise God.
Say hi to everybody, hi. Pastor Mom.
Good
hallelujah.
Good morning, everybody.
Amen. Let's open up. Our Father.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And give us this day our daily bread.
And forgive us.
And forgive us
our trespasses.
As we forgive
those who trespass against us. And lead us not
into temptation.
But deliver us
from
evil.
For thine is the kingdom and power and the glory.
Amen. Forever and ever.
And ever and ever.
Amen. Hallelujah. Well, we thank and praise God. Thank you, Pastor Mom. Let's go ahead and say our prayer together.
Yes.
Lord, thank you for being with us and standing by us. And holding us in the hollow of thine own hand. Bless our president and give him wisdom, knowledge, and a good understanding. Bless all the people of the United States. Lead us and guide us. Bless this service in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen, amen, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We give you praise and we give you glory today. Let's go to Psalm 100 and read the entire psalm. And let's do that together, hallelujah, because we are the church together. Amen. So we're reading Psalm 100. And then, you know, when we do Psalm 100, then we sing the Psalm 100 song, Psalm 100 verse 5, for the Lord is good. Amen. Okay, so let's read that together, and then we'll sing that last verse after we finish reading it. Psalm 100, the joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. For the Lord is good, his mercy everlasting, his truth endures to all generations. For the Lord is good, his mercy everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. Amen, amen, hallelujah. Let's go to Psalm 34, verses 1 through 3. Psalm 34, verses 1 through 3. Amen. Psalm 34, verses 1 through 3. Let's read that together.
Okay.
Amen. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. And so, you know, at this time, we go into our pearls to ponder. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And, you know, the Lord has given us a charge. Hallelujah. He's given us a charge and a challenge to learn more about him, to learn more about his name, his attributes, and his character. And so this week I was reading in Jeremiah, and when I read this scripture, it just touched my heart and reminded me again of our charge and our challenge of what the Lord is saying to us about these pearls to ponder, to know more about his name, his character, and his nature. So in Jeremiah 9, verses 23 and 24, Jeremiah 9, verses 23 and 24, thus saith the Lord, let not the wise man glory in his wisdom, neither let the mighty man glory in his might. Let not the rich man glory in his riches, but let him that glorieth glory in this, that he understands and knows me, that I am the Lord, which exercise loving kindness and judgment and righteousness in the earth. For in these things I delight, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. And this is what the Lord laid on my heart. The pearls to ponder is like a beautiful, exquisite pearl necklace. When each of us, when we take each pearl to ponder as our own, knowing more, understanding more about the kindness, judgment, and righteousness of the Lord on the earth. It becomes like when the Lord said, take on my yoke, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. So the pearls to ponder, it's not like that heavy yoke that was on an ox to plow the field. A beautiful necklace of pearls that lets us know who the Lord is, his names, his character, his nature. As we know more about who he is, our burdens are easy and our yoke is light. So it's like having a light, exquisite necklace of pearls. And each pearl on that necklace lets us know and understand him more. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. I was like, I hope I said that the way that that he said it to me, to just say, we don't have a heavy yoke of burden on us when we know the Lord. We know his names, his character, and his nature. That takes the burdens off of us. Praise God. So our scripture, well, this month we're talking about faith, Amen. And we're really talking about the faith of God. Hallelujah. Because he is faith and he is faithful. Praise God. So Hebrews 12 and verse 2 says, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and it sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Amen. So when it comes to faith, he's the author of faith. Hallelujah. He started it. He put it together. This was in his heart. It was in him. Hallelujah. So he's the author of faith. He started it. And what he starts, he finishes. So he's the author of faith, and he's the finisher of faith. And we can trust in him by faith that everything that he does is good and wonderful. So he's the author, the finisher. Some versions say that he's the perfecter. So of faith. So he starts it, he finishes it, he authors faith. He's the author of faith, and he's the perfecter of faith. Hallelujah. Amen. And here's a song that I found, Hebrews 12:2 song. Praise God.
Looking on to Jesus, the author and finisher of him and endured the cross, looking on to Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy was set before him and endured the cross.
Hallelujah, the author and the finisher. Hallelujah, I love that. The author, the finisher, the one who started it and the one who perfects it. Glory to God. So we can trust him and have faith in him because he's the faithful one. Amen. So that's our pearls to ponder today. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let's go on into our declaration this morning. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Our declarations this morning. Job 22 and verse 28 says, "Thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee, and the light shall shine upon thy ways." Hallelujah. Isaiah 40 and verse withers, "The flower fades, but the word of our God stands forever." Hallelujah. So we have been declaring and decreeing. And, you know, the more we do that, the more we find out that the Lord is telling other people. Yeah, people were doing it before we were doing it, and more people seem to be doing it now. You know, declaring and decreeing. Hallelujah. Because we need some things established. And we, you know, we look at stuff that's going on now. It looks like things are changing so fast. You know, one time, you know, last year this time, certain things were like you could do it. It was like, okay. And then this year it's like, no. And different things are changing, like even with this, I'm trying to think of the name of it. But, you know, with the guidelines that they give, even for COVID. You know, last year, this time, you had to quarantine, certain things you had to do, social distancing, and now all of a sudden, no social distancing, you know, the CDC guidelines. And so no social distancing and no quarantining and all of that stuff. And so things are changing so quickly all around. Amen. Thank you, Minister Donna, for helping me remember the CDC guidelines. And so so we look at things like that and see that things are kind of like all over the place, changing here and there. We need some things to be established in our lives and around and about us. And that's what these declarations are about. Hallelujah. And I have to say with Isaiah 40 and verse 8, the grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God stands forever. Well, you know, the grass is just really great now. We're still in August, so it's, you know, you can see the grass coming out and everything. And then I look at the flowers. Now, outside the flowers are still blooming, some of them. Pastor Mom got some flowers for her birthday. Oh, they were just so pretty. I mean, they were just so pretty, especially these roses that she got. They were some of the biggest roses I've seen, the most fragrant roses, you know, and other flowers from people. But you know what? Them big, pretty roses, they're fading. But the word of our God stands forever. And we did enjoy the roses, right, Pastor Mom?
Right.
And all the flowers. We have flowers all over the place. And so we did enjoy all of those. But the whole point is that the word of our God stands forever. Amen. So let's go on and let's say some of our declarations today. Amen, amen. I think we're going to say quite a few of them today. So get yourself ready for that. And we're going to say seven of them today. Hallelujah. We haven't gone through all seven in a while. So we're going to do that because some things really need to be established in the atmosphere. So repeat after me, and we ask you to be fully engaged in this because if you make these declarations by yourself, yes, some things would be done and established. But something happens. Even more, when one will put 1,000 to flight, two will put 10,000 to flight, three will put 100,000 to flight, and four will put 1,000,000 to flight. And so we're together today, and we're going to put more than 1,000,000 to flight. And I think if I kept going by the people on the line today, I'd say probably at least 1,000,000,000 is going to go to flight right now. Praise God. So be fully engaged and repeat these declarations after me. No weapon
No weapon
formed against me, shall prosper.
This is the heritage
of the Lord. Whatever I do,
will prosper.
For I am like
a tree
that's planted
by the stream
of water.
That's from Isaiah 54, verse 17, and Psalm 1 and verse 3.
Christ
has redeemed me
from the curse
of the law.
Therefore,
I forbid
any sickness
or
disease
to come
upon my body.
Every disease,
germ,
allergy,
allergic reaction,
and
every virus
that
touches my body,
dies
instantly.
In the name of Jesus,
every organ
and every tissue
of my body
function
in the perfection
that
God created it
to function.
And I forbid
any
malfunction
in my
body.
In Jesus'
name,
amen.
That's
Galatians
3:13,
Romans
8:11,
Genesis
1:31,
and
Matthew
16:19.
And
I'm telling you, that
declaration
has been such
a blessing,
especially,
you know, I
believe we
told
you all
about a month
ago,
myself,
Pastor
Mom,
and
my sister,
Pastor
Catherine,
we were
all
diagnosed
with COVID
at
the same
time.
And
I was
standing
on this
word.
Hallelujah.
I was
standing
on this
word.
Well,
COVID
had to leave.
Glory
to God.
Hallelujah.
And
we thank God
that there
were,
it was,
as they
say, a
mild
short
time,
you know,
during that
time.
And
I believe
without
a shadow
of a doubt
that
it had
to do
with the
declarations
that had
been prayed,
that
we had
declared
out of
our
mouths.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That
just
couldn't stay
around.
That
malfunction
had to
leave our
body.
That
virus
had to
leave
our
bodies
instantly.
In
Jesus'
name,
amen.
Okay,
let's
go on.
Next
declaration.
Great
is the peace,
of my children,
and
children's
children.
For they are
taught
of the Lord.
That's
Isaiah
54
and verse
13.
Going on.
I have
no lack.
For
my
God,
meets
all
my
needs,
according
to
his
glorious
riches,
in
Christ
Jesus.
Amen.
Amen,
Mama.
You sound
like
you're fully
engaged
this
morning.
Hallelujah.
Philippians
19.
Let's go
on.
The Spirit of Truth,
comes
to me.
Teaches me
all things,
and
he guides me
into all truth.
Therefore,
I confess,
I have perfect knowledge
of
every situation
and
every
circumstance
that
I come up
against.
For I ask for the wisdom
of God.
Hallelujah.
That's
John
16:13
and
James
1
and verse
5.
Amen.
Continue.
The peace of God
that transcends
all understanding.
Guards my heart
and
my mind.
In Christ Jesus.
I think on things
that are true,
noble,
right,
pure,
lovely,
lovely,
admirable,
pleasure,
excellent,
excellent,
and praiseworthy. Amen.
Amen.
Philippians 4, glory to God. God is on my side.
God is on my side.
God is with me now.
God is with me now.
Who can be against me?
Who can be against me?
He has given me.
He has given me
everything I need.
Everything I need.
For life,
life
and godliness.
And godliness.
Therefore,
therefore,
I participate.
Participate
in his divine nature,
in his divine nature
of love.
Of love.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. That's Romans 8:31, 2 Corinthians 6:16, John 10:10, and 2 Peter 1, verses 3 and 4. So, Lord God, we just thank you right now. We thank you for all of these declarations in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Father God, for doing exceeding abundantly above all, hallelujah, that we could ask, think, or even imagine. In Jesus' mighty and holy name, amen and amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I just felt in the spirit. It's like something was really established. I could perceive it being established. I could perceive things that were going on that just was rendered null and void, that couldn't hold on, it couldn't set in, it couldn't lay hold. It got to stop now. I could see it in the spirit that something has stopped, that had started, but it has stopped. Hallelujah. It may be in your body. It may be in your children, but hallelujah, this is what I'm hearing in the spirit. God's got a hold of that thing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It cannot set in, lay hold, or go any course, but it's got to cease and desist because some things have been established today. Glory, hallelujah. Amen, amen. Let's go into a time of praise and worship. There's a song that's been on my heart, Hallelujah, Salvation and Glory. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah, salvation and glory, honor and power unto the Lord our God. For the Lord our God is mighty. Yes, the Lord our God is omnipotent. The Lord our God, he is one. Therefore, come on everybody, to the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Salvation and glory. I dare you to sing it.
Honor and power
unto the Lord our God. I don't care what everybody else says. The Lord our God is mighty. Yes, the Lord our God is omnipotent. The Lord our God, he's wonderful. Yes, he is. Put it in your spirit. Let's release it in the atmosphere. Everybody, to Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Salvation and glory. Honor and power, everybody. Unto the Lord our God. That's it. Make it a song for your heart to sing. For the Lord our God. Yes, the Lord our God. The Lord our God.
The Lord our God.
He is wonderful. Where are the altos? Come on, altos. All praises to the King of Kings. Yes. And the Lord our God. the soprano singers. Come on, just sing to the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All the tenors, come on. With the voice of victory. Hallelujah. Salvation and glory.
Salvation and glory.
Honor and power.
Honor and power.
He is wonderful.
He is wonderful.
Everybody, everybody, come on. Come on, tonight. Make it glorious, make it glorious. Horrible now. It's just they have to pay so much.
I said, well, yeah, I remember, you know, that time. There's a space of time where I needed to pay, you know, the health insurance and everything. And I said, yeah, you know, I was paying about $80 a month. It was like $80. And I was like, yeah, that's, I believe in those years, that was the highest I had to pay was about $80 a month. She said she's paying about $500 a month now for that. And I was like, oh, my God. And it was the same company that I was getting my insurance from. And I was, you know, of course, very prayerful for her, you know, that she would make it through, you know, this time it's going to be over, or she won't have to do that after the next year and a half or so. But in the meantime, she's paying that, you know, that payment. And I look back and I was like, God, yeah, I knew you was blessing me. I knew you were blessing me, but I just didn't know how much. Because that would have really been something if I had to pay $500 or $600, you know, back then for the insurance. So, you know, I thank God in advance for the finances, for things that he did that I didn't even quite know that he had done. But now I know, because it could have been a whole lot worse. Amen. And then even as we're going through right now, through this time where it seems, you know, the gas has gone up, but thank God it's going down some, and food and all that, God is going to get us through everything that we're going through. And not only is he a get you through God, come on, he's not only that, but he's he does exceeding abundantly above all that we could ask, think, or even imagine. A friend of mine said, she said to me, she said, God sat her down and talked to her and said, you know what? You got thrift store and flea market faith. He said, but we're going to take you to another level. And that like really touched me, you know. You know, we have a certain amount of faith. And just like our Pearls to Ponder, he's the author and he's the perfecter of our faith. And so even in every situation, even with our finances, he's going to take us. I mean, if we're at a level now, and of course we know mustard seed. I hear somebody say, well, all you need is a mustard seed. Amen. Hallelujah. And even a mustard seed faith grows. Amen. Transform. Praise God. And that's what he wants to do with us. So let's pray over our finances. Once again, you're repeating after me, and once again, you're being fully engaged. We have seen God do miracles in our finances. Praise God. Repeat after me. Lord,
I commit
my finances to you. Be in charge of them.
And use them for your purpose.
May I be
a good steward
of all you give me.
Where I have not been wise.
Bring restoration.
And give me guidance.
Help me to remember.
That all I have.
Belongs to you.
And to be grateful for it.
Amen. Hallelujah. May I always
be paid well
for the work I do.
And may my money
not be stolen,
lost, devoured, destroyed, or wasted.
Multiply it. So what I have and what I make
will go a long way.
I pray that I will not be anxious about finances, but will seek Your kingdom first.
Your kingdom first.
Knowing that as I do, I will have all I need. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And I was just reminded that when we had the big birthday party for Mom, Pastor Mom, not this Saturday, but last Saturday, and just before I left out the door, I recall I took my wallet and I took it out of my purse because I said, this is a little heavy. I'm going to be running around. I'm going to leave my wallet here. So I knew my wallet was in the house, but I could not recall where I put it. So for about 5 days, I could not find my wallet. So I was praying and people were praying for me. And I kept recalling this prayer. You know, I kept recalling this prayer that my money will not be stolen. It will not be lost, devoured, destroyed, or wasted. And so, because there was some money in there. My debit cards were in there. My driver's license was in there, you know, and all that. And then not being anxious over it because I didn't want to drive the car without having my driver's license with me. And so I was like, okay, God, should I go get another driver's license? And he's like, no. I said, okay. And so it's about 5 days. And my aunt and her family were about to come here to see Pastor Mom. And so I was thinking of how to rearrange the room so that, you know, everybody would be comfortable sitting around and everything. And as I began to do things to rearrange the room, I found the wallet. And I was like, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I really didn't need to go out and drive until after I had found the wallet. And so I praised God. And then I was thinking about, I think it was on Tuesday, the Lord had given us a word during Praying in Tongues Tuesday that there would be some things that, you know, anything that was misplaced, that we would, it would come to light. It would be revealed and made known. And so I pray that for each and every one of us. If there is something that has been misplaced or we put it somewhere special and can't recall where that special place is, I just thank God right now that it will be revealed and made known and manifested right in front of each and every one of us in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Now, there are three ways that you can give to the East St. Louis Christian Center Church. You can give via Cash App, and that's Dollar St. Louis Christian Center Church. So it's $ESLCCC. You can also, if you're in the Heritage House, you can give at the door, and that's 2E. Or you can mail it and make the check payable to ESLCCC, 2800 Olive Street, number 2E, St. Louis, Missouri, 63103. Amen. Amen. And I told people if they were going to send Pastor Mom something that, and you send it through Cash App, that was, you know, for her birthday. And you guys did that. Thank you so very much. And you put on it was for her birthday. So thank you. Thank you so much. Now let's pray over our finances. Father God, we bless you. Hallelujah. We thank you for the blessings that you have given to us, past, present, and future. Some in the past, we didn't realize or recognize until later on. Thank you for those too, Lord God. Thank you for what you're doing right now. Hallelujah. And thank you, Lord God, for what you've already set up for us in the future. We thank you, Lord, for those who are tithing, giving that 10%. Thank you, Lord God. You said you would open the windows of heaven and pour out blessings that would be too much for us to receive. You also said you would rebuke the devourer for our sake, so our money will not be stolen, lost, devoured, destroyed, or wasted. We bless you for that, Lord God, and we continue to trust you and you alone to do it. And, Lord, we thank you for those givers, Lord. You said, give and it shall be given unto you good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over shall men give unto your bosom. So we thank you, thank you, thank you for that, even right now, Lord God. In Jesus' mighty and holy name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen. So glory to God. We're going to go to another praise song here, praise worship song, and then we're going to get to Pastor Mom, who's just sitting here wonderfully waiting. Amen. So I'm going to play one of her songs that she likes. Amen. Glory, glory, hallelujah, since I laid my burden down. Amen.
This is one of my mama's favorite songs. I used to hear on Sunday morning, she would say, glory, glory,
no more dying.
Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Hallelujah. Since I lay my burdens down. Amen. Amen. And you know, Psalm 119 and 11 says, the word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. And so Pastor Mom, over the years, she has hidden the word in her heart. Hallelujah. She has memorized some scriptures. And now that she's at the ripe young age of 90, hallelujah, the word of God is still dwelling richly in her heart. Hallelujah. And so we want to hear the word of God that's dwelling richly in Pastor Mom's heart. Welcome, Pastor Mom.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. And we were saying a prayer this morning, and I was like, oh, we can add this because she knows this prayer. She knows this scripture. And the scripture is Philippians 4. Hallelujah. Philippians 4 and 13. And it says, I can do
everything.
All things.
Oh, God.
Through Christ.
Who strengthens me.
Amen. Amen. And that's, we have prayers or scriptures on our wall,
mm-hmm.
on the doors.
Yeah.
All over the place, Trent.
Yeah.
So I can do
everything.
All things. Yeah.
Who strengthens me.
Through Christ
who strengthens me.
Amen. So he's given her the strength. And I'm going to stop and talk for a few moments and let you get back to another scripture, Pastor Mom.
Okay.
But this last weekend was a special weekend because it was her birthday. We had a big birthday party for her. So many people came, and it was such a blessing. And then last weekend, her sister couldn't make it. Her sister, who's 4 years younger than her, her family were not able to bring her, but they could bring her this weekend. So this weekend has been very special, right, Pastor Mom?
Right.
She got to see her sister, and what a time they had together and holding each other's hands
mm-hmm.
and sitting there talking about things that happened when they were younger. And some of it was TMI, was too much information, but they were sharing it and just having a good time with one another. So my aunt was able to, I guess, a good 4 hours with her on Friday and then another 4 hours with her yesterday. And so, you know, they both need to go take a nap. They can't, you know, hang out too long. But it was just the most beautiful thing. And we got some really beautiful pictures of them together. And so we thank and praise God for that. Hallelujah. I know you were happy to see your sister.
Yes, I was.
Amen. So let's do the Lord's Prayer one more time. Our Father.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespass.
Mm-hmm. As we forgive
those who trespass against us.
And lead us not
into temptation.
But deliver us
from
evil.
Evil.
For thine is
the kingdom and power and glory. Forever. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I think when you said it at the beginning of the service, that phone call that came in was a little distracting.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. So now you're not distracted, so you could get a lot of it came out. Thank you. Praise God. Okay. Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd.
The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want.
He maketh me.
He maketh me to lie down in green pasture.
He leadeth
me. He leadeth me beside the still waters.
He restoreth.
He restoreth my soul.
He leadeth
me. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness.
For his?
For his sake.
Namesake.
Namesake.
Yea.
Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadows of death, I fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff to cover me.
Thou preparest?
Thou prepare a table before me in the prison I am.
Thou anointest?
Thou anointest my head with oil.
My cup.
My cup runneth over.
Surely.
Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life.
And I
will dwell in the house of the Lord.
Forever.
Forever.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. And now Psalm 27 in verse 1. The Lord is?
The Lord is my shepherd.
My light.
My light and my salvation.
Whom shall I?
Shall I fear?
Mm-hmm. The Lord.
The Lord.
Is the strength.
Is the strength of our life.
Of whom?
Of whom?
Shall I?
Shall I fear?
Be afraid.
Be afraid.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Bless the Lord.
Bless the Lord,
oh
my soul,
and all
that is
within me.
Within me.
Amen. Say that whole thing. Bless the Lord,
oh my soul,
and all
that is
within me.
Within me.
Amen, Pastor Mark. Amen. Your all-time favorite scripture is trust in the Lord.
Trust in the Lord with all my heart.
And lean not.
And lean out to my own understanding.
And all your ways.
And all your ways.
Acknowledge
him.
And he
will.
Direct
the path.
Amen. That was Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Amen. And then John 14 and verse 6, where Jesus says, I am the way.
The way and the truth and the life.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And Psalm 118 and verse 24. This is the day
that the Lord has made.
Let us rejoice.
Let us remember.
Rejoice.
And rejoice.
And be
happy.
And be glad.
And be glad.
In it.
In.
Amen. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Amen, Pastor Mom. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Amen. This is the one that you say at the end. It's Genesis 31 and 49. May the Lord watch.
May the Lord watch.
Between
me and thee.
While we
absent. One by one.
One from another. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Mom. Hallelujah. It's good that we hide the word in our hearts. Hallelujah. Because later on, we're going to need it.
Yes.
Sooner than later, we're going to need the word of God hidden in our hearts. Hallelujah. Okay, let's say John 3:16 and Romans 10:9 together.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Amen. Romans 10:9. If you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. So if you're on this line right now, and excuse me, and you're not sure that you are saved, you're not sure that you're born again, this is your time. This is your day. Hallelujah. To receive Jesus as your Lord and as your Savior. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You know, it says in John 3:16 that God loves us so much that he gave his only begotten son, Jesus, to come and to bleed and to die, to suffer for us so that we could have eternal life. And that's, he wants us to have eternal life. And he tells us simply how to have eternal life. If we confess with our mouth, that's saying a prayer, and believe in our heart, that's believing, even though we weren't here 2,000 years ago to see Jesus, to see what he was doing, but we make a choice to believe, hallelujah, that he died on the cross and God raised him from the dead. We make a choice to believe that, and then we shall be saved. And I keep thinking it sounds so easy, the way that the Lord has told us. You just say it with your mouth, confess it with your mouth, and believe it in your heart, easy. But the hard work, the thing that needed to be done, was done by Jesus. And that scripture that Pastor Mom said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And the rest of it says that no man comes to the Father but by me. And how we come to the Father through Jesus Christ is to believe. To believe that he did what he did and to say it, to ask him to be our Lord and Savior. Amen. So right now we're going to pray that prayer. And we ask that even the ones who are already saved, you're already born again, you only need to pray this prayer one time to be saved. But we want you to say it with us so that when it comes time for somebody to be saved, you may be at the grocery store, you may be at the doctor's office, you may be in line getting your registration. Hallelujah. And somebody needs to be saved. And God will open a door, and you will have just the right prayer in your mouth, on your tongue, to be able, and coming out of your belly, to be able to lead them to Jesus, right where they stood, right where they are. Amen. So repeat this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus.
Dear Lord Jesus.
I believe. You died for me.
You died for me.
And God raised you.
And God raised you.
From the dead.
From the dead.
I ask you. To come into my heart.
Come into my life.
Come into my
life.
Be my Lord.
Be my Lord.
And be my Savior.
And be my Savior.
Show me your way.
Show me.
And help me to follow you.
And help me to follow.
And now I know.
And now I know.
Hallelujah.
I'm saved.
I'm born again. And heaven is my home. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Amen. I thank the Lord for Pastor Mom, too, today. She's just fresh. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And we want to pray for you if you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior today. We want to pray over you that right now, Lord, fill them to overflowing with your precious Holy Spirit and with power. Power to live right. Power to walk right. Power to get out of those situations that they were in before. Power to read the word of God and to understand it, because you're right there with them as they're reading the word of God. Hallelujah. And then power to be able to pray in their prayer language as you fill them to overflowing with your Holy Spirit and your power in the name of Jesus. So we thank you for that, Lord God. We give you praise. We give you glory and we give you all the honor. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. Hallelujah. We want to invite you to go to a Bible-believing church. You may have a church that's right there in your neighborhood. If they believe in the Bible, they believe in the Word of God, go to that church. If the Lord is leading you to go there, please go to a Bible-believing church. That's important for your growth in the things of God. And we also want to invite you to come learn and grow with us at the Get 'Em Radio family of broadcasts. We meet here every Sunday via phone at 516-418-5699. So every Sunday, we are here at the East St. Louis Christian Center Church, 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern. Pastor Mom is our senior pastor, and I'm Apostle Barbara Kizzy, the apostolic pastor. Amen. And in the next 2 weeks, I'm going to be speaking, and we're going to, I do believe that we're going to finish our series, Salvation. Hallelujah. So you'll know more about your salvation. And we've been talking about salvation, sanctification, salvation, the parts of salvation, justification, sanctification, and glorification. Hallelujah. So the plan so far is to finish up glorification next Sunday and then do a grand review of salvation. Amen. Justification, sanctification, and glorification. Praise God. Hallelujah. So now on Monday, we have Bible teaching with Dr. Lorraine Navarro, and that is 12 noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern. She teaches us how to dig into the Word of God as she digs into the Word of God, and it is wonderful. Every Monday, amen, 12 noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern. On Tuesday, we have our prayer time. And that we call that Praying in Tongues Tuesday. Even if you don't pray in tongues yet, come on, hallelujah! And you listen. We've had people to come on who don't pray in tongues yet, and it's just so peaceful and so wonderful to listen to people praying in tongues. And then some have begun praying in tongues, hallelujah, as they are listening and praying along with us. Amen. And so we have four people volunteer to pray in tongues. And then we have pray in tongues about 15 minutes at a time. And then we have interpretation of tongues. So if you pray in tongues, come on, volunteer. Be a part of praying in tongues. Amen. 15 minutes. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So that's 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern. On Wednesday, just the second Wednesday of every month, we have our healing service. We had it last Wednesday, and there were 12 healings that were manifested on last Wednesday. Yes, 12 healings were manifested. Glory to his name. Hallelujah. And so the next one is going to be the 14th of September. So exactly 1 month from today, but it'll be on a Wednesday. So Wednesday, September the 14th, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. Our guests are our co-hosts are Elder Philip Hockey and his wife, Minister Linda Hockey. Praise God. 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. So mark your calendars, set your cell phone alarm, tell your friends and your family about it. It's such a blessing. And people have been doing that. They've been telling their friends and family so that they can get healed. That's so important. Glory to God. Okay, so then on Thursdays, we have our Thursday edition of Get 'Em Radio, 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern. Amen. And this month, for the next two Thursdays in this month, we have a Christian mechanic, car mechanic, who's going to be answering questions. We're going to have Q&A time with him. I have some questions that I thought about, so we're going to ask him those first, and then we'll open up the lines. And what he knows about, he'll tell you, and he'll tell you honestly about it. What he doesn't know about, he doesn't know about. So he's the owner, he and his wife own a Monarchy Car Center, Car Care Center here in St. Louis, and they do really good work there. And so that's what we've been talking about. So we're going to have him for 2 weeks. So if you have those car questions, write them down and call, something you've been wanting to ask for years. Yeah. So call on in on this Thursday, 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern, and voice your question. Join the conversation. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. If anyone has any comments or questions, press your number one key. I see you, Pastor Price, already. Thank you so much. Anyone you want to encourage, Pastor Mom? Hallelujah. She's 90 years young and still hanging in there. Praise God. And still ministering the word and hiding the word in her heart. Glory to God. Praise you. Praise you, Jesus. Amen. So anyone, press your number one key. We're going to open a line for Pastor Price, and then we'll open all the lines for a few moments and let you guys make a comment. And then we'll be closing after that. Amen, as the Lord leads. Amen. Pastor Price, welcome.
Glory to God. Good morning, Apostle and Pastor Mom and all of East St. Louis Christian Center Church. It's been a very wonderful blessing today. Pastor Mom, I thank God so much for you and for the word that you ministered that's been hitting your heart all these years. Thank you for sharing the scriptures of Philippians 4:13 that we can do all things through Christ Jesus. Thank you for saying the Lord's Prayer again. Psalms 23 also, Psalms 27, glory to God. And then you went on to Psalms 3 and verse 5 and 6. Oh, you did do bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me, bless your holy name. Thank you, Lord, for John 14:6 and John 1:18, verse 24, that this is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. And one of my favorite ones, Pastor Mom, that you say is the one from Genesis 31 and verse 9. May the Lord watch between me and thee while we are absent one from another. I love to hear you say that. And may the Lord hold you in the hollow of your hands when you usually pray at the end. So I thank God for the word through you today, and I thank God. Apostle, I want to thank God for the pearls to ponder today. Hallelujah, for you continually, by the Holy Spirit, giving us a charge and a challenge to know more about Jesus, to know more about God. And that scripture in Jeremiah 9, verse 23 through 24, it blessed my heart this morning. And I did get the word. The pearls to ponder, not like a heavy yoke, but like a beautiful necklace, a light, exquisite, beautiful pearl necklace, and each pearl just like a promise. I thank God. Thank God for this month that you're ministering and by the Holy Spirit in the pearls to ponder on faith. On faith that Jesus is the author and finisher of our faith. I truly thank God for every part of the service today, every single part of it. And I give glory and honor to God for you both. I love you all, and may you have a blessed day. And the last thing is, today is August the 14th, and today is my daughter Lisa's 52nd birthday today. God bless her. And hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. So that's the end of it. God bless y'all. Go back on mute. God bless.
Amen. Happy birthday, Lisa. Hallelujah. This is also a birthday. Thank you, Pastor Price, so much. You really put things together. Well, I know the Lord is using you to put things together and notice certain things, and I praise God for that. Hallelujah. Today is also the birthday of my friend Ellie. It looks like most of my close friends are born in August. Well, my mama. And then we have Minister Elaine's birthday was a couple of days ago. And then my friend Minister Ellie and Dr. Robin. And they're all around this time. And so I don't know what all that means, but it's a blessing. Hallelujah. And not only that, my daughter's birthday is coming up in a few days as well. So it's just very interesting, and we praise God for all he's doing, and we know he gives us the spirit of wisdom and revelation. So we may not know now what all this means, but we will in due season. Amen. Hallelujah. So I'm going to open up the line for everyone. So mute yourself if you don't want to say anything. But I'm opening the lines for everyone for just a few minutes.
I wanted to I wanted to say something. Oh, God bless y'all. And I wanted to tell y'all something funny that happened to me yesterday. Because I was doing so much and stuff like that, and I probably think this is the way God got me to slow down. I challenged my son to a small race. And I did get him to the race. The funny part is I challenged him to a race. My son Marcus, and he took off like a bullet. And I had the nerve to take off like a bullet. But when I hit the corner, I did get hurt, but God is merciful, so I'm in bed right now. But I was able to still get downstairs. And I was still able to get breakfast on, so I thank God for that. And I was still able to make my fresh lentil soup. And God, that gave me strength for that. But the thing about it is that I was doing too much stuff, and God was trying to tell me to slow down. And he said the race was neither given to the swift, neither to the strong, but he didn't endure it to the end. So when my sons and them helped me yesterday, we had to take out an appliance. And they helped me and everything like that, and that was a blessing. But I shouldn't have been showing off. But I love the Lord, and he's been trying to do. Yeah, I was showing off.
Uh-huh.
And I was fast, but when I hit that corner, I felt it, and now I'm feeling it today. So
okay,
well, I just think
nothing got broke, it's just kind of sprained a little bit.
Yeah, I think I shocked some of the because back then I used to run really fast, and so
I believe you.
Know. But I should have took off like a bullet like he did. I should have kept it slow and steady like the turtle. But I just wanted to share that.
So we're gonna pray for you. It's your leg.
Yeah.
Okay,
yes, it's
your
my
leg.
Left leg up here, the hip and thigh.
Uh-huh. Okay. Now, when you get a chance, what you can do is stretch. That's going to help you. I'm going to say the practical things first, stretch. If you can, I'm saying the practical things, the earthly things, and then we're going to go to the spiritual things.
All right.
You can get some green alcohol. Do you know green alcohol?
I have the green one. Yeah, the wintergreen?
Yes.
Yes, I have plenty of that.
Oh, good. Put that on your legs and the places that are going through. Put that on. Okay?
And I said, I ain't never racing them again.
No, we're not saying that. I'm saying if you race again, stretch first.
Okay.
Did you stretch first? I'm going to say I don't think you did.
No, I didn't. I sure didn't. I didn't.
I'm just saying to you that stretching, a little bit of stretch goes a long way. Amen. So it'll take you 15 minutes to stretch. That probably would have been good since you haven't done anything for a while.
But
I only rode my bike for a couple of, I only ride my bike and go up and down the stairs and certain things, you know, small walks to pay off stuff and do things.
Yes, stretching does help, and we won't talk about your age. You're still young yet. So,
amen.
Now the spiritual thing. Father, we join our faith together with all the prayers that have been prayed. Minister Rachel, Lord God, and what you taught me is that it takes time for any kind of injury symptoms to set in and to lay hold. So we thank you right now, Lord God, that any injury symptoms cannot set in. They cannot lay hold. They cannot go any course, but must cease and desist right now in the name of Jesus. Any muscles that are tensed up or balled up, relax now in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord God, for complete and total healing, health, and wholeness. And then, Lord, we come against any trauma from going through this in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. No fear or trepidation will come. And we give you praise and glory for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So we know that Marcus won, right?
Yes, he did. But I still finished the race. I walked the rest of the way.
Okay, that's it. You finished it. And then God did give you a word on that. Amen. And so we thank God. Amen. We thank God for that. Amen. God bless you. Love you.
Love y'all. And God bless.
Amen. Anyone else that you want to say anything, encourage Pastor Mom to share anything? All right. Give you a few more seconds here. Everybody's line is open. All right. Praise God. Praise God. So, Pastor Mom?
Yes.
You have any comments you want to say?
Yes, Sam was really nice today.
Amen. It was very nice. And I want to say you did very well today.
Mm.
Hallelujah. And you, I know it's been you did more this weekend,
mm-hmm.
you know, and then for you to get up and you repeated well, you did your scriptures well. So we thank God for you. Amen.
Yeah.
And you look really pretty fresh there.
Yeah.
You don't look wilted or anything. Thank you, Lord God Almighty. Okay, so go ahead and close us out.
May the Lord watch.
May the Lord watch.
Between me and thee.
Between me and thee.
While we're absent.
While we're absent.
One from another.
One from another. In Jesus',
In Jesus' name.
Amen. Well, God bless you all. Have a blessed rest of the day. And remember, I am the church. You are the church. We are the church together. Love you all.